When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I started talking about the history of Lewis Howard Latimer. And if you didn't listen to that episode, it's not necessary, but I do recommend it before this one, because otherwise we're just jumping into all the cool shit he did. But truth be told, context isn't that important, because he's a badass, and that's good enough for me. In 1874, Lewis Howard Latimer co-patented with Charles M. Brown an improved toilet system called the water closet for railroad cars. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell employed Latimer, who was at the time the draftsman at Bell's patent law firm, to draft the necessary drawings required to receive a patent for Bell's telephone. In 1879, he moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut, and was hired as an assistant manager and the draftsman for the U.S. Electrical Lighting Company, a company owned by Hiram Maxim, a rival of Thomas A. Edison. While Latimer was there, he invented a modification to the process for making carbon filaments, which aimed to reduce breakages during the carbonization process. This modification consisted of placing filament blanks inside a cardboard envelope during carbonization, something I'll never understand as many times as I read that sentence. But while in England, on behalf of the Maxim Light Company, he taught the entire process for making these lights, including glass blowing, in 9 months to get the factory up and running. In 1884, he was invited to work with Thomas Edison. Along with the work he did with Edison, he was also responsible for translating data into German and French, as well as gathering that information. Latimer also developed a forerunner of the air conditioner, called the apparatus for cooling and disinfecting. In 1894, Latimer pursued a patent on a safety elevator that prevented the riders from falling out into the shaft. In 1924, after the Board of Patent Control dissolved, Latimer went on to work with Hammer and Schwartz until he retired. But right before that, in 1818, Latimer joined the Edison Pioneers. Lewis Latimer was the first person of color to join the group of 100. There was an 1881 patent with Joseph Nichols for the electric lamp. He, in 1882, did the process of manufacturing carbons patent. In 1882, he also got the supporter for electric lamps patent. Also, I guess if you work there, you're definitely going to be thinking about making patents all day, but this man was busy. He also did the apparatus for cooling and disinfecting, like I mentioned, but 10 years later, he made the locking rack for hats, coats, and umbrella. And then a few years after that, he made the book supporter, which I would love to see, and then a lamp fixture in 1910. But throughout all this time, he was also a writer. He wrote a technical book about incandescent electric lighting. He wrote various pieces for African American journals. He wrote a public petition to Mayor Seth Lowe to restore a member to the Brooklyn School Board. He also wrote a book of poetry called Poems of Love and Life. But according to various sources, he also wrote plays and painted portraits and played the violin and the flute, and he was an early advocate of civil rights and wrote several public statements for the National Conference of Colored Men about equality and security and opportunity. He taught English and drafting courses to immigrants at the Henry Street Settlement. He was a founding member of the Flushing, New York Unitarian Church, and since his death, he has been the recipient of countless awards, memorials, and programs and schools. And it is a little shocking to me that Thomas Edison is such a household name when Lewis Howard Latimer's is not. But this isn't a unique story. In fact, what makes this story more unique is that he does have these more historically documented accolades that were more public and became available to scumbags like me. The erasure of Black history has been a constant in America. And like I mentioned when I first started this series, this has been an ongoing battle between teachers who genuinely care about the education of students and a school system who has constantly defunded, undermined, and restricted access to that information. But it has never been more public and more important. And though I will forever advocate for the truth and real education, I am just a lowly idiot in my closet sharing stories from Wikipedia that may capture some harrowing detail of his life, but imagine growing up in that environment with little access to formal grammar school, and as a result of the times being forced to join the military and the workforce as an adolescent. And as much as I can try to describe how it must have felt to literally race with Alexander Graham Bell to invent the first telephone before his rival and to draft it at the same time, and if not for him, who knows? All I can do is read the dates, because apparently on the 14th of February in 1876, Bell's telephone patent was filed just a few hours earlier than a rival inventor, Elisha Gray. And because of this, many sources say if it hadn't been for Latimer's expertise and knowledge, Bell probably wouldn't have the fame that he still holds in the world to this day. But what's almost more frustrating than him not being a household name is the fact that a lot of the information on him is fairly limited. I couldn't find his book of poems. I found some contradictory information on whether he was 15 or 16 when he entered the military, and a list of his inventions was not the easiest thing to find in one concise place. That said, I have linked some resources and one really short but pretty great documentary about the history and legacy of Lewis Latimer. It's under 10 minutes if you're interested. Otherwise, the rest of the links to the information from today is in the show notes as always. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.